This is the Christmas stocking. Yes, it's still Christmas. Come on. I'm Lee Cameron. I'm not actually focusing on Christmas today. I'm going to focus on the next holiday, New Year's. It's hard to believe we're going into 2014 already. I hope yours is better than 2013 was. Whether 2013 was great, horrible, or a mixed bag, it's always better to improve, right? I thought we might take a look at a few New Year's traditions around the world. I should disclose that the reason I'm doing this is that I have some cool songs to play. Now, I want to focus on the dates December 31st and January 1st as New Year's. Not to be xenophobic, but there are so many New Year's dates in different cultures, and this is a way to narrow things down. I'm not going to cover everything as it is. New Year's is always a time to reflect on what's gone on in the past year and to look ahead to the new one. Well, for many people. I'm terrible at reflecting. Obsessing, sure, but reflecting? Well, maybe someday. Organizations that follow the news or news of some aspect of life like tech or entertainment start reviewing the year around this time. Of course, they do that because there's generally much less regular news and they have to fill space or time. The show must go on. You know, it's wicked cold in the Northern Hemisphere, so there are crazy people who go to the beach and they run in the water at New Year's. The colder, the better. They do it in Canada, Ireland, the UK, the Netherlands, and here in the US. They may do it other places too, I just haven't heard about it. Folks look at fireworks all over the world too. I must have lived a sheltered life in the country in Connecticut because I really wasn't aware of New Year's fireworks until I was an adult. But you can see fireworks around the US, London, Russia, among many other places. Drinking champagne at midnight is popular all over, but not everyone does that. In Greece and Cyprus, the Vasilopita, or Basil's pie, is cut. There's a coin in there, and whoever gets the coin will have luck all year long. In Spain and Mexico, many people will have 12 grapes at the ready to eat when the clock hits midnight. At each toll of the bell, a grape is eaten. If all the grapes are eaten before the last bell, you guessed it, good luck. This is a song I like a lot. It's by Reed Jameson. It's called Last Day of the Year. In honor of the last day of the year. In the Christmas stocking.
Time often spends itself with no concern for mental health. Care how you expend your wealth. The last day of the year. Longing and looking back. Major change, there is no lack of sacred blessings, heart attacks. The last day of the year. Three cheers, it's coming closer, the new beginning. You've been yearning forward, keep falling forward. The timing's right, you shouldn't fight it, just be delighted. And leave room for little doubt, a lesson's learned, a whisper shouted. Turn your mistakes inside out, the last day of the year. It's all brand new, this point of view, and heartstrings are played at midnight. They're picked apart in tune or off key. It's clear, can you see? So push hard with all your might. Our resolution starts tonight to find out where self pity hides. The last day of the year, the last night of the year, the last breath of the year.
Oh. He's from Vancouver, British Columbia. His name is Reed Jameson, who's also the writer of Last Day of the Year. All the info on how to get that song is in the show notes at mychristmasstocking.net. You know, New Year's is still Christmas in the Philippines. They make a lot of noise there on New Year's Eve, setting off firecrackers, blowing horns. It's all to get rid of those evil spirits and keep them away. As always, in celebrations, there's a lot of food. This time for the midnight meal, and a basket of 12 different kinds of round fruits is put out, which stand for prosperity in each month of the coming year. A New Year's superstition in France is noting the wind direction and using that to predict the coming year. If it's blowing east, it'll be a good year for fruit. If it's blowing west, bet on fish and livestock. If it's blowing south, well then, the weather is going to be good all year. Sounds like the horoscopes are always great, right? Like the ones in the paper? Well, you don't want the wind blowing south. That's crop failure. That's no good. A lot of sports on New Year's Day. College football has their most prominent bowl games in the U.S. Also, the Winter Classic hockey game, which in 2014 features the Toronto Maple Leafs at Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor to play the Detroit Red Wings. It was supposed to be played last year, but the lockout kind of put the kibosh on that. Outdoor hockey, the way it was meant to be played. In Davos, Switzerland, the Spengler Cup hockey final is played. The other kind of football, the kind the rest of the world plays using their feet, imagine that, is played New Year's Day around Europe with lots of big matches. Lazy boys around the world will see a lot of action too, with folks watching all these games and, of course, napping.
I say Happy New Year. I say Happy New Year. You know, letting go of anything is something I don't celebrate, but only getting older, and it's something I hate. Maybe this time it'll be fine, just stepping into the new. I must admit, I think a makeover is overdue. So I say, say Happy New Year. You know I hate to see them go, but after the last one, I can't wait for tomorrow. I say Happy New Year. I think I'll open a beer. I bet this one lasts half as long, but from the old one,
Ivor Game in the Christmas Stocking. He's from London. You can find out how to get that song at mychristmasstocking.net. There's an even more direct connection to Christmas at New Year's in different churches than I mentioned about the Philippines. The Roman Catholic Church observes a holy day of obligation for the Solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God. It's a feast honoring her role as Mother to Jesus Christ. Catholics are required to attend Mass, although a vigil Mass can be held on the evening prior to a holy day, so a lot of people attend Mass on New Year's Eve. The Lutheran and Anglican churches celebrate the Feast of the Circumcision of Christ on January 1st, since Jewish tradition holds that 8 days after a boy is born, the circumcision is done, and that's 8 days after Christmas. All right, since I have it, I have to finish with a rendition of the New Year's Eve anthem, Auld Lang Syne, from my homeland. Well, one quarter homeland, Scotland. This is Roger McGuinn in the Christmas Stocking.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and there's a Auld Lang Syne? And there's a Auld Lang Syne, my dear, and there's a Auld Lang Syne. Should all acquaintance be forgot, and there's an Auld Lang Syne. We twa a roll of oak they braced and poured the count's fine. We've wandered many a weary foot, seen there's an Auld Lang Syne. Seen there's an Auld Lang Syne, my dear, seen there's an Auld Lang Syne. We've wandered many a weary foot, seen there's an Auld Lang Syne. in the world from morning sun till night. What sees between a trade of works Sin des of Auld Lang Syne, my dear, Sin des of Auld Lang Syne. What sees between a trade of works in des of Auld Lang Syne? And there's a handy trusty friend, and here a hand of thine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne.
Roger McGuinn from the Free Music Archive. Auld Lang Syne means something like long, long ago or old times. So for Auld Lang Syne means for old times' sake. Must say hello to Joseph Captain Scotland Culp, who does a podcast called Highlander's Heart, speaking of Scotland. Also, hello James and Dorothy from Northern California. All of those folks have been hanging around on Facebook.com/Christmas Stocking, and I really appreciate it. Hello to Ivana at Ivana Esposito 27, Christmas Dreams the Movie at CMAS Dreams TM, and at Fala's Mom. Thank you for your support and retweets on Twitter.com/XmasStocking. They really help spread the word. Thank you very much. I will be on Twitter some more as the year goes on, giving you all the Christmas news that you need all year round. Okay, giving you all the Christmas news, because let's face it, you really don't need Christmas news all year round. Come on. And hello to everybody on Google Plus, too. You can get to it from MyChristmasStocking.net. Oh, by the way, Vivian wrote to me at TopElf@MyChristmasStocking.net with an interesting show idea. It's a really cool angle on something I've already talked a bit about, and it has to do with Santa Claus. I'm going to do some research and see what we can do next year. You can always find all of the episodes to The Christmas Stocking at MyChristmasStocking.net. And if you ever feel like giving a gift to the Christmas Stocking, that's the place to do it. Just click Contribute. It's at the top right-hand corner. There are other places I hide the link, too. And you can always feel free to call me, too. And perhaps you'll get on the show next year. That's it. That's the season. I hope you've enjoyed this season. I've had a great time this season. Learned a lot of things I was not expecting to. Like that pickle. And if everything goes according to plan, which it never does, I should be back sometime in the summertime for the Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular. And then next November for season number 9? 9 of the Christmas Stocking. I should do one more wrap-up show sometime in January, we'll see. But if I don't talk to you then, have a great year, and I'll talk to you soon in the Christmas Stocking.